שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש, כרך.
Hello, we're reading from the writings of Rabash. Article 1, should always sell the beams of his house. You can find the article in kabbalahmedia.info or the study materials tab in the Arvut system. You can also send questions live. If you ask a question in the study hall, make sure you stand up and hold the microphone close to your mouth and ask loud and clearly.
כתבי רבש, כרך א', עמוד 23.
Writings of Rabash.
לעולם,
one should always sell the beams of his house.
אמר רבי יהודה,
Rav said, one should always sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet.
ויש להבין,
we should understand,
קורות ביתו,
the precision about the beams of one's house and the great importance of shoes, to the point that it is worth selling the beams of his house for it, meaning to have the ability to put shoes on his feet. We should interpret this in the work. The beams of his house, korot, comes from the word mikre, incident, meaning everything that a person experiences in his home. We perceive man by two discernments, by knowledge, meaning with the intellect, and by emotion, meaning what we feel in our hearts, whether we are happy or unhappy. These incidents that we experience evoke questions in our everyday lives. This applies between a person and his creator, and between a person and his friend. Between a person and the creator means that he has complaints that the Creator is not satisfying all his needs. In other words, the Creator should fulfill what the person thinks he needs, because the rule is that the conduct of the good is to do good. And sometimes he complains as though he feels the opposite, that his situation is always worse than that of others who are at a higher degree than he is. It follows that he's in a state called spies, who slander providence because he doesn't feel that delight and pleasure in his life, and it is hard for him to say, only goodness and grace will follow me all the days of my life. Thus at that time, he's in a state of spies. Our sages said about that, one must bless for the bad as he blesses for the good. Since the basis of Judaism is built on faith above reason, this means not relying on what the intellect compels one to think, say, and do, but on faith in a benevolent higher providence. And precisely by justifying providence, one is later rewarded with feeling delight and pleasure. Bala Sulam gave an allegory about a person who had complaints and demands of the Creator that he wasn't granting all his wishes. It's like a person who is walking on the street with a little child, and the child is crying bitterly. All the people on the street are looking at the father and thinking, how cruel is this man who can hear his son crying without paying any attention? The child's cries make even people on the street feel sorry for the child. But this man, who is his father, doesn't. And there's a rule, as a father has compassion on his children. The child's cries made people go to his father and ask, where is your mercy? Then his father replied, what can I do if my son, whom I keep like the apple of my eye, demands of me to give him a pin so he can scratch his eye because he has an itch in his eyes? Can I be called cruel for not granting his wish? Or is it mercy that I will not give it to him so he will not poke his eye and remain blind forever? Therefore, we must believe that everything that the Creator gives us is for our own good, although we must pray, just in case that the Creator will lift these troubles from us. However, we must know that the prayer and the granting of the prayer are two separate issues. In other words, if we do what we must, then the Creator will do what is good for us, as with the above allegory. It is said about that, and the Lord will do that which seems good to Him. The same principle applies to a person and his friend, meaning that he should sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. In other words, a person should sell the beams of his house, meaning all the incidents that his house experienced in regards to love of friends. One may have questions and complaints about his friend, since he is working devotedly in love of friends, yet he sees no response on the part of the friends that will help him in any way. They're all behaving not according to his understanding of how love of friends should be, meaning that each one will speak to his friend in a respectable manner, as it is among distinguished individuals.
And
also regarding actions, he sees no action on the part of the friends that he can look at in relation to love of friends. Instead, everything is normal, as it is among ordinary people who still do not have an interest in coming together and deciding to build a society where there is love of friends, where each cares for the well-being of the other.
אם כן, הוא רואה עכשיו שאין על מי להסתכל, שמישהו יעסוק באהבת
חבר. Thus, now he sees that there is no one to look at who engages in love of friends. And since he feels that he is the only one who is walking on the path, on the right path, and he's looking at everyone with contempt and scorn,
וזה נקרא,
this is called spies. That is, he's spying on the friend, on his friends, to see if they are behaving properly toward him in regards to love their friend. And since he constantly hears that the friends are preaching all day, all day long that love of others is the most important, he wants to see if what they say is what they do. And then he sees that it is all lip service. He finds that even in speaking, there is no love of others. And this is the smallest thing in love of others. In other words, he asks someone a question, he answers him offhandedly, indifferently, not in the way one answers a friend. Rather, it's all cold, as though he wants to get rid of him. And don't ask me, if you're thinking about love of others, why are you criticizing if your friend loves you? As though love of friends is established on the basis of self-love. And this is why I want to see what my self-love gained from this engagement. These are not my thoughts. Rather, I truly want love of others. This is why I was interested in establishing this society, so I would see that each and every one is engaging in love of others. So that through it, the little bit of force that I have in love of others would increase and grow. And I would have the strength to engage in love of others more powerfully than I could by myself. But now I see that I've gained nothing, because I see that not even one is doing good. Thus, it would be better if I weren't with them and hadn't learned from their actions. To that, there is the reply that if a society is established with certain people, and when they gathered, there must have been someone who wished to establish specifically this bunch. Thus he sorted out these people to see that they were suitable for each other. In other words, each of them had a spark of love of others. But the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. Hence now too, when he's spying on them, he should overcome and say as all of them were of one mind that they must walk on the path of love of others when the society was established, so it is now. And when everyone judges his friends favorably, all the sparks will ignite once more, and again there will be one big flame. It is as Baal HaSulam once said, when he asked about the covenant that two friends make, as we find in the Torah, and Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and they two made a covenant. He asked, if the two of them love each other, of course they do good to each other. And naturally, when there is no love between them, because the love has waned for some reason, they do not do good to one another. So how does making a covenant between them help? He answered that the covenant that they do is not for now, since now, when the love is felt between them, there's no need to make a covenant. Rather, the making of the covenant is done purposely for the future. In other words, it is possible that after some time they will not feel the love as they do now, but they will still keep their relations as before. This is what the making of the covenant is for. We can also see that although now they do not feel the love as it was when the society established, everyone must still overcome his view and go above reason. By that, everything will be corrected, and each will judge his friend favorably. Now we can understand the words of our sages who said, one should always sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. Mina'alim, shoes, comes from the word ne'ilat delet, locking a door, meaning closing. Once a person has spied on his friend, and rigel, spied, comes from the word raglaim, feet, he should sell the beams of his house, meaning all that has happened to his house in the connection between him and his friend, meaning the spies that he has who slander the friends. Then, sell everything means remove all the incidents that the spies have brought to him and put shoes on his feet instead. The meaning is that he should lock away the spies as though they no longer exist in the land, and he will shut away all the questions and demands that he has about them. And then everything will come to its place in peace.
Questions?
תודה רב. הוא מביא לנו פה את המשל מבעל הסולם.
Thank you, Rabbi. Brings us here the allegory from Baal HaSulam about the father who's dragging his kid on the street. So a friend is asking about this. Should we tell a friend that you love and care, that you see he's harming himself? Can you tell something to him, or you shouldn't tell anything and just pray to him, pray for him?
It depends on what states they're in. But still, we have to do something that the result of it will be stopping the pressure on the child, which is more effective. More?
Ken.
Yes.
הוא כותב כאן, אם אנו עשינו את כל מה שעלינו.
He writes here, if we did all that we should do, then the Creator does all that is good for us. How do we know that we've done all that we're supposed to do? What's the...
It is when you see that you understand the situation, and according to your understanding, you're willing to do everything and everything that you have in your hand is connection and turning to the Creator, and there's nothing more. So do it quickly.
It has to end with turning to the Creator.
Yes. It's the only force that can change the situation, correct the situation. Okay? Yes, Yaakov.
He writes in the article that everyone should judge to the scale of merit, each of the friends, and ignite all the sparks. My question is really, how can we judge the friend to a scale of merit so that I see him again as great? How can we truly judge the friend to a scale of merit so that we can see him as great once again? Or it's not...
I have to say that they have eyes and don't see, they have ears and they don't hear. I don't see, I don't hear anything bad about the friend. And only I'm willing only to serve to his merit. I'm willing to work for his merit. And in this way, I am willing to stand. In this way, I am willing to advance and make the right discernments in the connection between us.
As the Rosh writes, we have to believe that all that the Creator gives to us is for our own good, even though we should pray in any case that the Creator will push away the troubles. If we believe everything is for our own good, so why pray that the Creator will remove what He gave us?
We want to accept the guidance of the Creator as the good who does good to the bad and to the good. Meaning that what I receive doesn't matter. It'll be for my best, for sure. But we have to see that I receive it in a positive way. The fact that in a negative way or a positive way, according to my feeling, I'm advancing to the purpose of life, the purpose of creation. That's clear. But I have to correct myself so that I will feel the Creator's relation toward me is always good, and it doesn't matter if toward my will to receive he behaves harshly, seemingly badly. I have to feel in this good, the good, that it's all for my benefit.
Yes. He writes a lot about making the covenant, that they might not feel the love as they do now, and then they will continue their relationship as before, and that's what the covenant is for.
Yes.
What kind of covenant we need to make in the ten?
That each one cares for the whole ten, and we all care about everyone. Being only happy, feeling good, understanding good, and we will always see the upper force as arranging us in the right form toward each other. And this is how we will advance.
כן?
Yes.
He
divides it here to complaints against the Creator that a person has. Then he gives the example of the father and the child, and then he says the same with respect to the friends. That there's also complaints against the friends, and then there's making the covenant. We have to remember how we started. So the attitude to complaints towards the Creator and towards the friends should be exactly the same?
No, not always.
Not always. Not always. Toward the friends, it's closer to me. It is more open. And here I have to stand and determine my relation and demand make a substantial demand that I have to have the relation toward the Creator be
תמיד כטוב ומטיב.
Always as good and doing good. And the relation toward the friends should be
כתוצאה מזה שהיא בונה.
As a result of building the relation to the Creator as good and doing good.
Yes.
Let's say, towards the friends, we know we can act. Meaning, you wake up, you don't care about anything, you still smile, think about a friend, do something towards a friend. You play, he plays. Together you build a reality. Towards the Creator, can you play, act?
However you position yourself, this is how you will, this is what you will receive. Why are you looking at me?
It's
not clear because you can't play with the Creator. What, I'll force myself to say that he's good or what?
We're constantly playing with him, constantly. We always depict him the way we want. He's telling you something, he does something to you. It's all according to your assumption.
It's not like a game, you know, an acting where you can smile or do something with your body or... How do you change the attitude to a friend and how do you change the attitude to the Creator? Is it the same or is there a difference?
In the decision. Maybe you should ask some more, I don't know. Yes, in the back over there.
Thank
you, Rav. Many times in the work, in the group, sometimes there are friends who give more strength and push towards connection and love. Each time some friends awaken, some friends less. I'm asking, we learn and we know that I have to give my love to the friends without waiting for a reward. Sometimes there's this thought, where this picture that I tell myself, we've made some effort in the group and the connection between us, and you expect more connection to happen, more unity. This picture, is that actually expecting a reward from the Creator?
Of course we expect a result. Without a result, without a reward, we cannot live. So what do? In all of the relationships between us and the relationships between us and the Creator, we expect a reward. The question is, what is the reward?
So that's
really the question. Because you say many times that I should come to give, and that's it.
That's a lie.
אז אתה מוחק את הרצון לקבל שהבורא בחר בבר בחר.
How can you not demand anything. You're erasing the desire that to receive that the Creator created in you.
So where's the difference here? That on the one hand, I have to make my action with no reward, without expecting anything. On the other hand, I do come and demand and expect something to happen, that the Creator will give us a higher degree.
Yes.
So where's the right attitude here in the connection between us, the friends, and towards the Creator, my demand from the Creator?
What do you want to achieve?
I want to achieve a higher degree of connection between us each time, that our commitment to each other will be greater, and sometimes you see it doesn't happen. You see that the opposite happens. For instance, an evening before we do a lesson preparation, and then you feel that all the friends will, all of them will be here. And you feel it from the friends, they're all saying, we're here, we're going to be here. And then you wake up in the morning and you see everything opposite. How to treat that? How to relate to that?
A person is not...
Good.
He doesn't own himself. He's not his own ruler. From moment to moment, he might change. What are you going to do?
What?
More?
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот когда ты действительно видишь, что что-то товарищу вредит, ну там вот как сейчас тоже мы выясняли, что договорились, что соберемся, а видишь, что товарищ, например, там в каких-то других ценностях находился весь день и поэтому не пришел, так я должен ему сказать, что ну мы же договаривались вообще-то, а ты по-другому сделал, и как, давай что-то будем думать. Либо я должен его оправдывать и просто представлять, как он сделал все 100% для того, чтобы участвовать.
Let's say there's a state where we agree with a friend that we come to the lesson and he doesn't come to the lesson all of a sudden. Should I prove him wrong and he went against our agreement, or should I try to justify him?
We have to scrutinize the situations, because without it, we won't be able to advance.
А что значит выяснять в этом случае состояние?
What does it mean to clarify the states?
אנחנו חייבים.
We have to. Scrutinize or clarify what is our part of the situation, the part of the Creator and the part of the group, and how does it turn out that he's working seemingly against the group?
Okay. Противоречие между тем, что я должен его оправдывать.
This contradiction always exists between I have to justify him because he's as if already in a high state. On the other hand, I have to help him in the work so that he comes and participates and won't harm himself this way.
On the one hand, we have to establish a mood in the society that will help each one rise and get strength, energy from the society, from the environment. And on the other hand, we have to be ready to understand each and every one. Whatever state he's in, after the fact.
Ну вот, товарищ, какое должен встретить состояние отношения от десятки, вот в том случае, если он не приходит, что мы его...
Attitude should a person, should a friend feel in the tent? Let's say if he doesn't come, that we accept him in some way, or that we care that he will attend and we don't accept him not coming?
We have to come to a state where we accept a friend, whatever state he's in, but we expect of him for a more realistic response to our situation, that he will participate in the society and strengthen the society through his correct participation. Okay? Yes.
Мишам.
Who is it there?
Да, Раф. Просто продолжить этот вопрос. Здесь в статье написано, что претензии, которые у меня возникают к товарищу.
To continue the question, it says in the article that all the criticism that arises in me towards the friend, that's imaginary, that's how I see it.
Что реально происходит.
So what I see in my eyes, so to speak, and what seems to be happening realistically. How do I work with that correctly? I need to see that as imaginary and work on myself, or nevertheless work towards the friends. The friend.
It doesn't matter. As long as the important thing is that I have to help the friend and the friend has to help me, and both of us, through mutual help, come to the right actions.
Вопрос. Тогда как продолжение. Здесь написано, что я претензии должен просто отбросить, как купить.
It says here that I just need to lock all of my criticism like that. That's what it's written here. Like, so do I lock the criticism away or do I work with the friend?
I throw my criticism aside.
В моем понимании я отбрасываю претензии. Это я считаю, что я не
How to work with if I throw away my criticism, it's like I saw incorrectly. I didn't see things right.
They have eyes and they don't see, they have ears and they do not hear. Why? And from this you begin.
Товарищ не пришел на утренний урок, хотя обещал.
A friend didn't come to the lesson, even though he promised he will. I see that with my eyes. The article advises me that to see that I'm wrong, that I don't see correctly, how to build my work from here.
I don't know. If you see that he didn't show up, and you see that he didn't show up. It's not like you're imagining that he is there when he is not there. There's a truth that you cannot deny.
Spain 1.
Okay. Spain 1.
Gracias, Ra. No sabía si quitar la pregunta porque es muy semejante a la de que la pregunta es cuando el amor propio
es maybe not really connected, but I'll ask it. The friends
y con todo lo que atañe
as described here.
And
everything that's happening and all the challenges of the ten, and that the conditions are not ideal, how can we help the members of the ten really participate?
Example. The important thing is example. That you give an example to everyone. In what way you have to relate to one another.
Okay.
We have Ashdod 10.
Shalom v'toda Rav.
Hello and thank you, Rav. Wanted to share that I personally, with none else besides him and good that does good, I work not just in the tent, but in everything that happens to me throughout the day. I wanted to ask if that can help all the friends.
Yes. Yes. Even when you're not with them in the ten, it still helps.
If I can ask another thing, I mean in the work, not just opposite the friends when I'm not with them, but in every event that also is not connected to the ten, whatever happens to me on the road or anywhere, I use none else besides him. So this is the question.
Yes, that too influences everyone. That too influences everyone. Okay?
Turkey too.
All right. Turkey too.
Good morning, dear Rav and dear friend. Rav, kişi içindeki ajanlarla savaşabilmek
gücü. Good morning, dear Rav and friends. How can we receive strength, or where do we take the strength to fight the spies within us and overcome them?
Basically, only through the connection between us. There, the Creator hides all our steps until the end of correction. There is where all of us are more and more corrected. We have to forcefully advance toward the connection between us and there find and implement these forces.
Turkey 4.
Turkey 4.
Merhaba Rab. Merhaba Dünya Kilisesi. Alegorideki çocuk gibi yaramazlık yapmayın.
Hello Rav, hello friends. In the article, Baal HaSulam gives this allegory about the father and the child who wants to poke his eye with a pin. So what spiritual pleasure we would receive if we wouldn't behave incorrectly like the kid in the allegory? And would we, if we would really fulfill the commandment of the Father?
We would discover the upper light. That's obvious. Yes. Okay. Merkaz 1.
Please. This letter.
We don't have a question, it's a mistake.
Yes, thank you. Can I have the nerve or the gall, the matzah, to make a demand to the Creator because he sends me all the thoughts? Can I ask him to send me only good thoughts about the friends?
Of course.
The Creator is the force of good that does good to the good and to the bad in 100% in all the states. But we feel Him according to equivalence of form. There's a difference between what we feel, what we experience and expect and think and receive.
H10.
Yes, good morning. You answered Vlad's question about his friend, how to deal with a friend who doesn't come to the morning lesson. Here you have to. You said we have to scrutinize in the 10 whose fault it is, and the Creator's, the friends, the 10. My question is, the scrutiny is through talking about it in the 10. He said, talk about it openly. The friend didn't come. There's a situation. Where is his fault here? Where is it our fault? Should we talk about it this way?
If you can't speak that way, then speak a different way.
What
do you mean in a different way?
However you can.
In the tent, together with the group, right?
Yes, of course. Okay. Always try to work to speak from within the ten that connects together to a single mechanism, to a single circle.
Okay, so that.
Tov.
Okay, thank you.
Woman Turkey 2.
All right, thank women you, Turkey 2.
Ben sürekli kendisi iyi işler yapan, herkesten inançlı ama başkasına
I keep seeing people doing good things for themselves and that they have faith more than anyone else, but they think that others have little faith and that they are doing bad deeds. Even people who seem to me like they are at the highest level, they have deficiencies, they find deficiencies, they find faults in others. It angers me and saddens me and rises above my desire to connect. How do I relate to this? What do I do with it?
I would recommend not to allow such thoughts and desires to fill you up. That's it. That should find balance. It should pass. But this attitude of yours just indicates how much more correction you lack. Okay?
Tov.
All right.
No.
גם מבלרוס וגם מקביו 9 שואלים
From both Belarus and Cambio 9 they're asking how to work correctly with the thoughts of the spies that come up in your mind, how to work correctly with these thoughts.
These thoughts have to be scrutinized, and how much a person agrees with them and then raise them to a prayer, to a demand, a request. What else can you do? Holland 1.
Good morning, dear Rav. It says in the article, put the shoes, let's say, on his feet, to lock away the spies as though they no longer exist. What does it mean, as though? Can you get rid of those spies? Or do they stay?
No.
Wait, first of all, spies only indicate to us where we are, the extent to which we're still immersed in qualities that are not corrected, that not all our qualities are aimed at the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, that with all of these qualities together, in the right combination, we get to the goal. That's what we can say. That's one. Two, these spies also awaken within us all kinds of questions, contradictions, and by that we advance. We don't want these forces. We do want these forces. We understand how much they are in our favor or not. Meaning, in creation, there is no actually really good inclination and bad inclination, good and bad. All of that was only intended for us to take us to a development, take us through evolution. So these spies simply show us how much
we
still have desires, deficiencies, thoughts that are not balanced, that we don't yet know where to relate them to. So why not? The more we have of that, the faster we'll advance. Okay.
So how can we, what you said, Raf, how can we use these spies, let's say, when we recognize them, and help each other to use them correctly in the tent?
You have to surface them so they're not hidden, so they become revealed. And then you have to try to work with them in a circle, all of us together.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот, ну, вот мы видим ваше отношение к уроку, к участию, что...
We see how you relate to the lesson, to participation. This is simply the most important thing.
Вот какое бы вы встретили отношение...
When you were studying, learning with Abash. How did you relate to a friend who didn't come to the lesson?
There was barely such a situation. There was almost no situation where a friend doesn't come to the lesson.
То какое отношение он встречал? Это его оправдывали, ему показывали.
If he still didn't show up, was he justified? What kind of relation did he meet, encounter?
There were people who had to scrutinize to see what happened. But the attitude was always what happened. It wasn't like it wasn't that to begin with people just think that he's just tired or something, but something happened.
In other
words, there was such a pressure in the society that it's something not normal that happened.
Yes, that if a person doesn't come to the lesson, then what happened?
Ну и как дальше, что дальше общество могло сделать, чтобы стимулировать,
what could the society do?
A
few people who were responsible for the arrival to the attendance in the lesson, they had to clarify it, call the person and check and see and bring the person to a state where he understands how much he stops everyone, harms everyone. How could it be that a person doesn't come? It's not possible. Unless he's so sick that he can't get up, or that some other thing, I don't know.
Ну а как общество может показать товарищу деликатно, что отношение, скажем, неуважение?
Can the society gently show a friend that sliding the lesson? When he says, I have other thoughts in mind.
There's no such thing. There's just no such thing. We made a commitment that we are coming together every day until the final correction. And there's no giving up on that.
So, how to show correctly, gently, that we make no concessions, that it's important to us, and we don't just accept any kind of attitude just because he's a friend.
I don't know how to do it in a gentle way, but send to him a few people who know how to speak in a delicate way, in an elegant way. I don't know. Still, you have to treat that very severely on the one hand, and on the other hand, very gently.
But
how to keep this pressure hanging in the air so I can't allow myself to do such a thing?
I don't know. I think that only if you're really sick, then you allow yourself to stay in bed, that you really just can't get up. It's not that I have the strength to come, but how will I learn, and how will... That's not the calculation. The calculation is simple, that I can't get up.
Yes, Niv.
Yes, Niv.
אז מצד אחד אנחנו שומעים את הרב.
So on the one hand we hear Rav giving this advice. On the other hand we just heard from Rabash that I mustn't criticize him.
What criticism?
That he didn't come to the lesson.
למה?
Why?
Because for a reason that he says is justified, but from what I understand from Rav, it does not fall under the criterion of justified.
I don't know where you take all of these
from reality.
Reality is different from what's written. It's a different thing. Reality. There is no reality. What we make is reality.
So that's the question we're trying to scrutinize. Rabash says, do not criticize. I hear from Rav a certain attitude toward the morning lesson, and I see in reality, in my eyes, something else. So what am I supposed to do? Should I criticize or not? How should I relate to the friend?
First, we have to clarify, find out what happened. If it's about, let's say, the person's attendance, the friend's attendance in the lesson, so what happened? Maybe there are such conditions that prevent him from coming.
No.
So we have to clarify, but it's not that we forgive to begin with or punish to begin with.
No.
That's it.
Again.
אני רוצה לשאול אם זה קשור.
I want to ask if it's connected. He says that the spies are in me when I see something with a friend. If there's a situation where I am between two friends, each of them says something about the other, and that because of it they cannot continue being together. It is what I see.
Yes, they don't.
Right now, they see something else, but I see that there is this situation.
Yes.
So besides praying, I couldn't find anything that they would listen to the lesson to these articles, but
typically by that we won't get to anything. We have to sit them down and together and get them to discuss. We, as the third party, bring the two parties to discuss and see what are the complaints of one towards each other and so on. Maybe you'll discover that they don't have any complaints. It just seems to them. It's all fictional.
Thank you.
Rav, רציתי לשאול על הדדיות שקורה.
Rav, I wanted to ask about the mutuality that happens between the person and his ten. To what extent are the actions that each one does influence the ten? Or is each one his own person with respect to what he does?
צריכים יותר לדבר ביניהם בעשירייה.
They have to discuss more between them in the ten, and not that one and then the other and then the third, and rather
it
has to be clear to them about what certain state they agree on as a group. On this and this and this and that, and all these group collective agreements should be as written in their hearts, and that they have to they have to use it.
Ken.
As
yes.
So,
if I understand correctly, topics that we agreed on in the ten,
these topics
we have to follow the group decision that we've come to.
Yes.
My question is, to what extent are the operations of each one influencing the ten, or is one's operations the things he does, and the calculation is only on him, and what he does not reflect on his environment?
Yes, ve'yesh. I don't know.
Well, there's this and there's that, I don't know. But if it is a group question, a collective discernment, then everyone follows that.
The example we've been talking about for a large part of the lesson is participation in the lesson. A person decided that he's not coming. Why is it influencing everyone?
He has to be able to provide an answer.
To
the question, why doesn't he come?
Let's say he has an answer. Why, or is the action that he, the decision he took not to come, his decision, his action, does it influence everyone, or is it only his decision?
He has to decide as though he hears it from everyone.
Clear, but in the end, the fact that he decided something, will the result influence everyone or only him?
What
do you mean the result will be on everyone? Of course it will influence everyone. If he doesn't come, let's say, to the lesson, that influences everyone.
So what is the boundary of mutuality between the person, the individual, and the group? Or does everything have an influence, and with everything you do, you have to take into account that it influences the group?
Of course.
Is there anything that doesn't influence the group?
No.
So how do you move if everything is...
To begin with, either I work alone or I work in the group. That's it. Why do I work in the group? Because that is the way to advance. I can't do it on my own.
Clear. So let's say from the point I decided, now I'm working in the group.
Again.
Okay.
Everything I do influences the group. Find a sense of
it. Yes.
So how do you live in a state where you feel like you're tied from every direction? Everything you do is...
Of course. And I'm going for it happily, because that is what leads me to the spiritual degree.
So how to act correctly? How to be a beneficial part in the group?
That I do it with all my strength, whatever is up to me. I strengthen the group and I pass it on to them, my behavior, my view. But it's impossible otherwise. Okay, please.
Thank you, Rav.
From what I understand in the article, he writes that the fact that a person sees that the friends are going with the love of others, he expects his own strength to grow. In love of others to grow as well. And from what I understand, it's incorrect. I'm not supposed to expect my own strength to grow in relation to the friends. And then he explains that the minute everyone remembers why we gathered and that everyone has their own small spark, there's a flame that lights up. How do we come to that place of concentrating the effort not on doing more, acting more, adding more, but concentrating the effort on everyone being a small spark, and when we make a common effort, we add it to the flame and increase that, and not my own strength?
If I think about it, if I work towards it, then it will happen.
What
does it mean if I think about it?
If I want to strengthen a group and not myself, and let's say there is some contradiction between us, so that's what I'm working towards.
But then I automatically increase my own strength. I say, okay, I worked, I did something here, and I'm expecting something.
So I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying he gives us a practical action to do there. How to increase the flame? Which is to remember why we gathered in the first place. How do we do this practically so I don't do this and then expect my own strength to grow even more?
We, after all our actions during the day and in general, we need to see the order of how we are connecting. How we are connecting, how we are uniting, how we come as one man with one heart, more and more and more we collect ourselves. And then accordingly, it will be possible to hope for such a unity that will reveal the complete, true picture of reality within us.
It feels like this point of judging every friend to the side of merit, like a friend who didn't get up and things like that. That point is exactly what adds more. This is what reignites the flame.
Yes.
So how do we say, okay, from now on, we are shutting off all those things that we think about each other and move on from here?
You have to decide. This is each and everyone's inner decision. And maybe it'll change in a few minutes, but you have to stand on that every moment and examine it and surface and raise this decision and thus advance.
Should this be something that is presented in the 10?
Yes, of course. Then why do you read the article? You receive some Torah of Rabash, what for?
Because these arguments accumulate each second, each day, as you say. So we have to think together each day and think.
No, you don't even need to sit together and you won't be able to tell each other anything new. No. You just need to understand that only through the inner scrutiny within man's heart, this is where he clarifies his relation to the demand of the Kabbalists.
Final question. So what brings each person in the ten to the inner scrutiny that he does each moment, each day?
He wants to feel that he advances. He wants to know that he advances.
Thank you. He's talking about cattle and oxen, which is really like a security check. How can we make a covenant when part of the security is in me and part of the security is in the friend?
Of course we depend on each other, because to begin with, in the system of Adam HaRishon, we were all interdependent, even though we don't feel it at all. We have to take that into account, that in my decision I work on others, and they work on me, and that's how we all advance.
And practically, are there no tactics?
You have to see. I don't think it happens so fast and so clear.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Rabash writes at the end of the article that he should shut off all the spies as if they don't exist in the land anymore, and all the questions and demands they have, he should shut them off. This is what Rabash writes. But I heard from you that we have to raise them so they're not hidden, so they will be revealed. And also you answered to some other friends that we have to scrutinize to clarify that these spies. So I have to understand how it connects, that by raising them up, it allows us to shut them out. The way Rabash writes, yes. Is this how it works?
To make them revealed.
But then, when they are revealed, the advice from Rabash is to shut them out, not to deal with them. How? By them being revealed.
If you don't discover them, you won't be able to lock them, and you won't be able to work above them.
Beseda.
Okay.
Tov. Woman Moscow.
Right.
Six.
Women Moscow 6.
Раф, вот нам еще у нас есть еще больше возможностей вообще выстроить эти отношения, так как нет заповеди времени, и вообще сложно какие-либо
договоренности. Opportunity to build the relationships between us, because women don't have time-dependent commandments. How do we come to a state of mutual concern, where I'm concerned about the friend and the friend about me? How do we not miss out on this point of connection?
Try each time to develop it further and further. And also to talk about it between the friends, the women and the men separately.
Да, учитель, доброе утро. Такой практический вопрос. Можно ли выяснять сами обязательства, которые подруга берет на себя?
Ну, скажем, practical question. Can we scrutinize the obligations that a friend takes upon himself? Let's say they say, I can reach the lesson 2 days a week. So we demand from her with respect to those 2 days? Are we trying to get her to enlarge her responsibilities, her obligations?
Если он может только 2 раза в неделю, а иначе вообще не будет посещать, то нам надо пойти ему навстречу. Балтия фри.
We have to go towards the creator.
Да, доброе утро, Раф. Спасибо за урок. Просто такой вопрос, что такое вредить в десятке?
What is to harm the ten? If we're talking about this, that just by not coming to the lesson, I'm harming the ten, the world kli. So how can we determine this as harmful on one hand, with respect to our general work, and on the other hand, to leave a person some space to develop himself and take decisions himself, and what we try to call free choice on his own? How does this work together?
This is impossible for now. We need to continue the way we are right now. Another month or two, it's possible that we'll be able to make some summaries and continue.
Если человек находится в десятке и он чувствует, что его восприятие.
Another question. A person is in the ten.
Изначально это неправильное как бы восприятие, как отдельного
человека. And he feels that his perception is flawed to begin with as an individual.
Чтобы принять правильное решение.
I understand what I heard from you is that there is a formula that in order to make a correct decision, you need first to connect very strongly in the ten so that our perception will be corrected. And then out of this corrected perception, then to make every decision, whether no matter how difficult or uncomfortable it may be. And the 10 has the possibility, the opportunity to solve all these problems in this manner, to solve it correctly. Is that correct?
I think so.
Доброе утро. Раф, подскажите, если мы видим, что пример по поводу утреннего урока не работает,
if we see that the example for a morning lesson doesn't work, let's say the last 5 years, those who saw it as the purpose of their life and they don't see how to work with Kabbalah, otherwise they come every morning.
Right.
They barely miss any lessons. But those who don't see it as important, they don't really reach every lesson.
There's not much you can do. Nothing you can do with it.
Ну а что это даст? Если он обязывается или не обязывается, ну...
What will it give you if he commits or he doesn't commit? What percentage of it can actually lift him, his incorporation? But in principle, all these commitments don't work.
Woman Turkey 7.
Selam sevgili Rav, selam sevgili dostlar.
Selam.
Dostu her koşulda haklı çıkarma ve kabul etme koşulunun dosta karşı kayıtsızlığa dönüşme riski.
Rav, what do we do in a state that out of our desire to justify and accept the friends in all cases, that it could maybe turn into apathy?
זה הכל תלוי עד כמה שאנחנו מחברים את עצמנו יום-יום לסיכום של השיעור, לסיכום של ה... סדנה וכן הלאה. אנחנו צריכים לדבר על זה.
We have to talk about it.
טוב. Woman רחובות.
The lesson summary.
שלום רב, אני לפי הקטע והבירורים שכאן חברים אלו.
Rav, according to the scrutinies from the sex the friends brought up, we want to uproot all what the spies bring to us. What does he mean, or the slander?
That he's willing to lose everything but that the purpose of creation.
Only for the purpose of creation, thank you. Another question from a friend. How can we help to support our men so that they will wake up for the morning lesson? How can the women support the men to succeed to get up for the morning lesson?
Speak to their women.
לדבר עם נשים שלהם.
Speak with their wives. A woman can really manipulate the person, a man. If she wants it, the man will get up and go to the lesson. Man is very weak compared to a woman.
Ken.
In the article, it says that the main thing to pay attention to is the matter of love of friends, where we have spies. That I don't see the friends engaging in love of friends, as it says in the article, and that we need to overcome that. There are states that, right, so the women send the men to the morning lesson, but then you feel that the friend is in the morning lesson because the woman sent him, the wife, not because
from
of
from Lishma, I come to Lishma.
So you're saying it's not important why they came, but to accept them and to do this action of justification. So the main thing that the friend is in the morning lesson, that at least he's in this?
Yes.
And here we can continue above reason in all manners.
Yes. Okay, we're going to the next part.
Let's sing a song together.
In this time so uncertain, what are we thinking of? Is the world going crazy? Or is he sending love? Could it be that his message goes over our heads, leaving us with the feeling of confusion instead? Alone I am blind, together we see. We need one another to truly be free. Alone I am blind, together we see. We need one another. Another, truly be free. Alone I am blind.